Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast, your source for all things Austin, the vibe, the people, and those unique gems you can't find anywhere else in Austin. We like to keep it weird, and we always keep it local.
So this Saturday, also known as tomorrow, May 12th, is the Austin Mini Maker Fair, and that is the topic of today's podcast.
And it really sounds like a lot of fun. I've got the inside scoop, Brittany, so welcome to our listeners. I'm your host, Eric, and with me as always is my partner in crime and in life, Brittany.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to our trademark one take podcast. That's right, folks. There is no editing here. Buckle up and let's dive right into this week's podcast. In a nutshell, how would you describe the Mini Maker Fair, Eric?
Well, the Mini Maker Fair is a hands-on fair that features do-it-yourself ideas, workshops, speakers, and more. It's not a typical fair where people just go and are passive. It's an interactive fair where the attendees actually get to try their hand at stuff, get a little dirty, and learn from some of the best artisans around Austin.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Just a quick disclosure, we aren't being compensated in any way by the fair for this podcast. We just wanted to let our listeners know about this event here in Austin.
True that. We just like to bring you the best here on the Austinaut, and the interactive fairs like the Mini Maker are pretty cool.
I think a lot of people like interactive fairs because you can get in there, get your hands dirty. These types of events are more than just walking around. It's an immersive experience. So how did the Mini Maker Fair come about here in Austin?
All right, get this. Originally, the Maker Fair is out of the Bay Area in California. And in 2007-2008, they experimented and they brought it here to Austin. A lot of people fell in love with it. And then the fair just kind of dropped off the radar screen here in Austin and it didn't come back.
Why? What happened?
Well, the folks behind the Maker Fair decided to keep the main Maker Fair in the Bay Area, but they opened up the idea of bringing Mini Maker Fairs to any city in the country that wanted to put it together.
And the city of Austin got behind it?
Not exactly. It wasn't the city. It was one individual who had been so impacted by the Mini Maker Fair, or by the Maker Fair in 2008, that she decided to do what she needed to do to bring it back right here to Austin.
That's quite an undertaking. Who is she, and does she have help?
Well, her name is Cammie Wilt, and she does have a team of volunteers. In addition, the folks behind the Maker Fair in the Bay Area have given her a lot of material that has helped her kind of organize it. But really, it's Cammie that took the reins and brought it back here to Austin. She's been working on it for 8 months.
Wow, that sounds like a huge project. I can only imagine how busy Cammie and company have been.
Yeah, and I was really excited because she took the time this week to talk to me on the phone. I know she's crazy swamped right now, with the fair being tomorrow and all, but she took 20 minutes with me and she gave me some inside information, kind of the inside scoop on the event, so I've got some pretty cool info to share.
All right, what you got?
All right, well, here's how we're going to do this. We're going to talk about the fair first, what you can expect to see and do, and then we'll take a quick break, and when we come back from the break, I'll tell you how you can save a few bucks on tickets.
All right, so what did you learn from Cammie about the fair?
What did I learn from Cammie about the fair? All right, well, Cammie describes the Mini Maker Fair as a county fair with a newfangled techno twist. There's going to be some really cool things, like one of the original R2-D2 robots from the movie Star Wars that's fully animated.
Uh-oh, here's your spot to do your Yoda impression.
To the Mini Maker Fair, go, you shall.
Anything to get your Yoda impersonation in, Eric.
Yeah, well, there's also going to be a giant loom that's going to be there from the Weavers and Spinners Society of Austin, where everybody can get their weave on.
I didn't even know we had a Weaver and Spinner Society
but wait,
in Austin.
There's more, Brittany.
More?
Yeah, okay, there's going to be a robot battle ring and a
robot battle?
Yeah, basically like this 12 by 12 ring where makers get to put in their robotic creations and then they battle each other to the death.
That's awesome. This event does sound like a lot of fun. What else is going on there?
Well, there's the four rocking horses of the apocalypse are going to be there making an appearance. There's a zombie marching band parade, a workshop on...
Whoa. Back up a minute. Four rocking horses of the apocalypse and a zombie marching band?
Yeah. These rocking horses are adult-sized rocking horses that you can actually climb on. And as far as the zombie marching band, well, I guess that's just something you'll have to see.
But this totally sounds like a fair that belongs in Austin.
Oh, and there's still more. I mean, like, the Austin Bike Zoo is going to be there. And for those not familiar, the Austin Bike Zoo are like these giant puppets that are bicycle-powered, like kind of like a giant butterfly that moves when the wings, you know, the wings move when the riders pedal it.
Okay. So they have a giant snake one, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they have a giant snake one, you know, kind of slithers
when
people pedal.
And you said that there are workshops, too? Like, what type of workshops?
Okay, so Cammie told me about a punch tin jewelry jewelry making workshop, a yarn making workshop, and even a hula hoop making workshop.
And there are speakers too. What are they speaking on?
Well, one person is speaking on how to make gummy candy, another about how to make buildings out of shipping containers, and another one about how to get free materials for your own do-it-yourself projects.
So wait, a guy is speaking about building houses out of shipping containers?
Not exactly. He's going to be speaking about building a shopping mall out of them.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this whole fair is made up of amazingly creative people who have some pretty incredible ideas.
So how many makers have signed up for the fair, and what happens if it rains?
Okay, so there's over 65 makers that have signed up. These are some of the best artisans around town, Britt.
Okay.
And it's going to be an indoor-outdoor event, so rain or shine, you can come out tomorrow.
So they have, are they going to have tents outside?
Yeah, there's going to be tents outside because they were planning for sun.
Gotcha.
So you'll be able to hop tent to tent, or there's also an inside section here.
Okay, and where is it taking place?
So it's taking place at the Pine Street Station and Grounds. It's a really cool building in and of itself. It's an old train station that was converted into an art studio in the 1970s. There's a ton of character and a whole lot of history in this building just by itself.
That's the one off East 5th and Waller next to the railroad tracks that you can see from I-35,
yep.
Right?
Yep, that's the one. And does this sound like a fun Austin thing to do tomorrow?
It sure does, but how much does it cost to get in?
Well, if you wait till tomorrow, the price is going to be $15 per adult and $10 per kid, but right after our break, I'm going to tell you how you can save $5 per adult ticket and $3 per kid, so stick around for that.
All right, yeah, make sure you stick around for info on how to get that discount. But right now, it's time for our sponsor break.
Cue the sponsor music, Britt.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Okay, well, welcome. Hopefully you're enjoying the Austinot podcast. As you can tell, it's a one-take deal, and we have a lot of fun doing it every single week.
We love blogging about Austin and sharing the best Austin has to offer with our subscribers, like the Minimaker Fair. But in order to keep doing this full-time, we need your help.
Yeah, our blog, The Austinot, it's all about Austin, and as such, our listeners and readers are mostly from the Austin area.
To be more specific, according to our analytics report, 95% of our subscribers are from the Austin area, and we're getting a lot of traffic on the blog. The truth is, we're already reaching the Austin community, so why not consider advertising with us?
Yeah, I guarantee we're going to be much more affordable than your traditional advertising routes that you might take, so give us a shot.
All the information and pricing is available on our website, austinot.com. That's austinot.com. Just look for the sponsor link or click on the link that says advertise with us. Now, back to the podcast.
Back to the podcast. All right, Britt. Well, I promised our listeners that they could save a few bucks on tickets.
Right. Before the break, you mentioned that it was $15 per adult, $10 per kid at the door. So how can our listeners save money before then?
All right. In order to save $5 per adult and $3 per kid, all you have to do is go to their website. But here's the deal. You have to do it today.
So people can get tickets for $10 per adult and $7 per kid on the Austin Minimaker Fair website?
That's right, Britt. But like I said, they have to do it today because come tomorrow, that price is no longer offered on their website. And also, like you said, at the door, the price goes back up to the regular price.
Well, it sounds like a whole lot of fun, very creative and hands-on. I hope some of our listeners check out that website and go for the savings with the advanced ticket sales. Oh, wait, you didn't share the website yet.
Yeah, I guess that might be helpful. All right, Britt, thanks for reminding me. The site is austinmakerfair.com.
Is that fair with an E at the end?
Yeah, yeah, you know how the old English folks do that kind of stuff. So, heck, just Google Austin Mini Maker Fair 2012 and their site comes up first. So check it out, and I hope you get a chance to go out.
The fair is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they ask that you leave your pets at home because of loud noises, movable parts, fire elements, and more, which just aren't a safe environment for pets.
But you can bring your kids.
Yeah, you're funny, Eric. No, seriously, I think kids will love it.
I do too. All right, Britt. I think that about covers it. Anything else to share that we have?
We've been getting some great feedback on the Austinot. We love it when people take the time to comment and get to know us. So if you're visiting the blog, please toss us a comment. We really do want to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. And check out our newly updated About section. Austinot Dusty's bio is finally up.
Absolutely. So again, Austin, thank you for checking us out. And as always, if you know of something you think would make a good story, please let us know.
And don't forget to link up with us on Facebook or Twitter, or just look for the social networking icons on the blog itself. You'll see them there, the little symbol things. Click on them, get to know us.
Seriously, we love to get to know the folks following the blog, and we're pretty active on Facebook and Twitter, so check it out.
All right, thanks for joining us on the Austinot podcast today. Hope you get your Mini Maker Fair on tomorrow, and I think that's a wrap. Any parting words, Britt?
See you soon. Do, do,
Mini
do,
Maker.
Do, do, do.